Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting second, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting third, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh, the catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Sergio Ferrer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kevin Koble. Pitching for the New York Mets, Kevin Koble. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second, the center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third, the first baseman, Scott Thompson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Putman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Larry Cox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trevino strikes out. Two outs. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ferrer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Putman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Koble strikes out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a pop-up towards third. Putman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Benton now catching. Alex Trevino now playing third base. Joel Youngblood now playing center field. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus bunts towards third. Trevino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Ferrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up towards third. Putman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins strikes out. One out. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Putman is 0-for-1 in the game. Putman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Alex Trevino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino takes first base on ball 4. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferrer bunts towards third. Putman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Putman. Trevino goes all the way around to score. Ferrer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koble is 0-for-1 in the game. Koble hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Benton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferrer scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing left field. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus bunts towards the mound. Koble fields it and throws to first for the out. McLaughlin moves to second. Two outs. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McLaughlin. Norman moves to second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norman moves to third. Two outs. Joel Youngblood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norman scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trevino hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vail is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kleins is 0-for-2 in the game. Kleins hits a pop-up into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Puttman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puttman is 0 for 2 in the game. Puttman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ferrer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koble is 0 for 2 in the game. Koble hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Puttman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Ferrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Donnie Moore now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Montanez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Flynn moves to third. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Montanez. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Norman is 0 for 3 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flynn scores. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Gene Kleins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kleins is 0 for 3 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Murray's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Greg Gross pinch hits for Ed Puttman. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Dave Rader pinch hits for Larry Cox. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rader hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Biotner is hit by the pitch. Gross moves to third. Rader moves to second. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Mike Sember now playing third base. Rudy Mioli now playing second base. Dave Geisel now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trevino strikes out. Sergio Ferrer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ferrer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferrer takes first base on ball 4. Trevino moves to second. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murray bunts in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Benton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Benton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trevino scores. Ferrer moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Flynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mioli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dejesu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dejesu hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez juggles the ball. That's an error on Montanez. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Norman. Thompson reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. White scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kleins is 0-for-4 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Thompson scores. Vale moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Carl Pagel pinch hits for Mike Sember. Carl Pagel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagel strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader takes first base on 4. Vale moves to third. Kleins moves to second. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mioli hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.